Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes. Use promo code SGPNPROP to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best NBA bettor in the US? Odds Crowd is challenging you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contest. There's $3,000 up for grabs in their season-long contest and $200 every week in their weekly contest. Just head over to oddscrowd.com to sign up now. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. And taking the shot, the ground down, Bale, he missed the catch, and he gets it for the touchdown. The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson, as he throws. Welcome in, everyone, to the PropCast NFL Week 6 edition. Currently 8 o'clock on the West Coast. I may sound a little froggy as this is my 6th podcast episode today, but I'm going to try to grind through it. I am running on fumes here, but here to help me out, carry me through this last episode for today is going to be my main man, Dan Titus. Dan, how's the West Coast treating you right now this Friday evening, man?
Man, I feel like I'm grinding like you, but I'm just not. Like, I thought I was, and then you told me you did 6 shows today, which is just ridiculous. Props to you, man. But yeah, I'm ready to get some dinner, chill, watch some shitty TV, because I don't really see much sports on that I'm interested in, at least not right now. So
come on, man. The baseball game's on. You're not a baseball fan?
Nah, man. I'm a Phillies fan.
Okay.
And honestly, we blew it. You know, we wasted Bryce Harper's MVP like year. And, you know, I'm just not really into baseball. And I saw that I watched the Giants game last night, saw them get hosed. But yeah, I'll probably turn it on. I'll definitely watch the World Series. I'll wait till the other shit kind of works itself out first.
Yeah, we're down to hear the conference champ or the conference. The championship series for each league. So I think by after next week, we'll know who's into the World Series. I believe it'll start the following week, but we're here to talk about the NFL Week 6, the king of the states here, at least for right now. Let's recap Thursday. Dan, I know we talked about it a little bit earlier on the NBA PropCast, but your Eagles were in action. They made it a little competitive game at the end. You know, they screwed up the cover there, depending on what side of the spread you were on there. But I thought Jalen Hurts wasn't able to do things the other quarterbacks have been able to do against the secondary of the Bucs. I thought they really struggled with that.
But as far as our player props, you know, we talked about it on the NBA one. We went 3-3, so we kept our head above water. Not too bad, man. But what are your thoughts, kind of, I guess, from props wise, and then you talk about your Eagles here a little bit.
Yeah, props wise, I think it was a 1-2 day for me. I thought I handicapped the Brady thing right. I had the wrong receiver. It was an Antonio Brown go off game, not Mike Evans.
Yeah.
And then obviously we talked about it earlier, but Miles Sanders essentially just being the only running back to like run on the Buccaneers this season. Wasn't really predicting that, especially after a first half of only getting one carry. So
yeah,
to me, it's just more of a glaring observation that Nick Sirianni isn't that good at play calling. Mm. And you need to get Miles Sanders the ball. The dude averages over 5 yards per carry over the course of his career, and yet you only give him one carry in the beginning of the game. And I get it. It's hard to run on the Tampa Bay Bucs, but you know, Hurts even found some running lanes. I mean, he was under pressure for a lot of the game, but
yeah,
I think we saw him kind of settle in towards the end. And I think that's become the theme of the Eagles, is play like shit for the first three quarters and then make a valiant effort to come back and late in the game in garbage time. But yeah, I like what I saw. I mean, I think you capped Quez Watkins perfectly. Mm-hmm. He balled out. You know, he had a couple of other opportunities if Hurts hit him a little bit sooner. That's one of the things I want to see Hurts really progress in is getting rid of the ball quicker. It seems like he's holding the ball on a little bit too long. Mm-hmm. You know, Jalen Reagor had a couple opportunities where he was open and he had to come back for the ball or just missed him. And I don't even know about Reagor. Like, the dude just he's like, I don't know. He just isn't consistent at all. So, yeah, tough one for the Birds. Wasn't expecting them to win. I'm surprised that they covered. But we saw Tampa Bay kind of take the foot off the gas a little bit towards the end and just ride it out with Leonard Fournette, who, you know, I'm mad I missed that one for the props because he was just an absolute beast. So
it was unfortunate for us because in that fourth quarter, they handed the ball off to Miles Sanders. Then he got that 23-yard run, which turned a could have been 5-1 week for us into a 3-3 week for us. So this is crazy how that one play just kind of killed. Well, made it a absolutely fantastic Thursday night slate for us. But, you know, things like that are going to happen. Do you want to get into the Tom Brady thing?
You Brady, nailed it, man. 1.5 yards, man. 1.5. And then I knew it was going to – it just had to feel like he was going to have to kneel at some point in the game.
Yeah.
I just thought that there could have been like one other scramble where maybe he got like 6 or 7 yards to kind of have as a buffer. But yeah, that's the way, I mean, that's what you risk when you go for those short, you know, very small lines of very rare occurrences. But I wouldn't be surprised if he does it again, man. I think that 1.5 might stay there for a couple of weeks just because of what he's done in previous games this year.
Yeah, it sucked that it was like on the last play too, that they needed the first down. He gets the quarterback sneak for 3 yards and then he takes three knees to go back to like 1 or 0. That one hurt a little bit, but yeah, I agree with you about Reagor. I mean, I had longest completion over 37.5 yards. The two pass interference calls that he did get, I thought they were catchable balls. And if we would have held on, I think I would have catch that one. But, you know, sometimes it falls your way and sometimes it doesn't. So, any final thoughts, Dan, about the Thursday night game?
Nah, man, I'm ready to move on. That was not my best performance, and the Eagles lost. So yeah, that's just two L's in and of itself. So yeah, let's talk week 6.
Yeah, let's do that, man. But before we do that, let's take a quick break here from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
We're brought to you by WynnBET. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, and college football, and more. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download, bet, win. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com to start winning. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. The MLB playoffs are in full swing, and PropSwap is your home for the best World Series futures. All season long, PropSwappers have been finding the best odds in the country because you're buying directly from other bettors like yourself. Use a promo code SGP on your first deposit, and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Every ticket purchased on PropSwap can be resold at any time, so your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money, it just needs to improve. Thousands of bettors across the country are shopping for tickets on PropSwap every day. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets.
All right, Dan, coming off the break, man, I cannot believe it. It's already week six, dude. These weeks are just flying by. Before we know it, it's going to be almost more than halfway through the season that we're going to be approaching playoffs. But we're going to take it week by week. Week six, we got some great matchups here. Let's start off with our props here, man. I'll kick it to you first. Let's go with your first player prop for NFL week six.
First one, I'm going with Pat Mahomes over 16 and a half rushing yards. And I like that mainly because Mahomes ranks fifth in rushing coming into week six. Opposing QBs have scrambled more than 16 and a half in four straight games versus the football team. Football team is third in blitzes per drop back, 34.9%, which to me, that just signals Mahomes is going to have an opportunity to get out of the pocket, scramble for some first downs and rush for some carries. You know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is obviously going to miss some games. Yeah. So I think that that's definitely going to be a bit of a detriment to the rushing game. Now, Darrell Williams is certainly capable, but sure, I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to see Mahomes scamper here for 17 yards. And he's done that in six of his last seven games as a favorite. So I'm taking the over on that one.
There you go. That's a simple and easy handicap. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, right? Pressure. Mahomes getting out of the pocket. If he has the lanes, he has open lanes, he'll scramble. And, you know, we've seen it do it. We've seen him do it many of times over his career. And like just Dan alluded to, done it over, what, the six out of the last seven times when he's favored, you said?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. So number one for Dan is going to be Patrick Mahomes over 16 and a half rushing yards. 16 and a half, you said, right?
Yep, you got it.
All right. Let's move on to my player prop number one. I'm going to go Matthew Stafford, longest completion, over 37 and a half yards. Stafford's gone over this number in four out of the last five games this season. In three out of the five games, Stafford has connected with a receiver for 60 or more on his longest completions, and he's done that twice. So, you know, the Rams and Stafford take on the Giants secondary this week, and they have allowed longest completions 56 yards to Tyler Heinicke, 58 to Jameis Winston, 49 to Dak Prescott. So I don't think Matthew Stafford's going to have a problem here getting over 38 yards as long as completion. You know, the Rams have deep ball threats, right? We saw it in week one against the Bears where, you know, they threw the ball to Van Jefferson twice down the field. They had DeSean Jackson. Cooper Kupp has been an absolute monster this season. We've talked about him a lot. I don't see a scenario where the Rams have had about 10 days off here where McVay and Stafford are going to dial up a few deep ball passes to their receivers against this porous Jets secondary. So I'm taking Matthew Stafford longest completion over 38 and a half yards. Sorry, 37 and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Stafford here. I see his player is a yards prop sitting at 280. I wouldn't be surprised if he threw for 300.
Yeah.
And as you stated, you know, Van Jefferson and DeSean Jackson to take the top off. Plus you got Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
There's just plenty of opportunities for him to get over that threshold. So yeah, I like that play. I like that play a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I think that this Rams offense should have an easy time against this Giants defense, especially their offense. I think this might be a game that I know they're a big favorite on the road, but this team is depleted, especially offensively, man. A lot of their guys are out. So we'll see what happens in the game. But I really like this play as my first one. Let's go with your second one here, Dan.
Yeah, my second one's a little bit gross, man. I don't know why it came up to me, but like it's just there. It's sitting there and I can't deny it. Ben Roethlisberger over 255 passing yards at plus 110.
Okay.
Man, I'm going crazy here, but it's really just the fact that he's facing Seattle, man. They're giving up 305 passing yards per game, second most in the NFL behind the Cowboys. But we all know that Ben typically plays better at home. You avoid and fade Ben when he's on the road, but when he's at home, he usually plays pretty good. Yep. He's averaging 259 in four games versus Seattle. He's gone over 255 in three of five games this year. Despite having the noodle arm, man, I'm trusting him to beat the secondary with Chase Claypool, James Washington, as well yep. as Deontay Johnson. Yep. So he's done it in seven of the last eight as a favorite and at plus money in prime time, going with Big Ben.
I think it's a good buy low situation for Big Ben, right? Especially if you can't throw it against Seattle, then you got bigger problems. I mean,
right.
If you can't do that, I think you need to take a hard look in the mirror, do the Steelers organization. I know they're trying to do Big Ben right, but come on, man. This Seattle defense has done nothing to improve their secondary. We talked about this, Dan, a lot of times when we're doing the preview shows, that the Seattle pass defense has been atrocious. Didn't do anything really to improve. And Jamal Adams is not a coverage guy. He's a guy that they like to bring up in the box and try to disrupt the offensive line and get to the quarterback. So, it's a nasty play, but you know, it makes sense for a lot of reasons. For my second one, I'm going to go over to the London game, and that's going to be Tua under 224.5 passing yards. This one almost seems too easy, and I'm going to take a stab at it. You know, Tua's coming off the injury. He hasn't played in 3 weeks, and now going across the pond to London, like I said, and I get that they're playing one of the worst secondaries in the entire football league against the Jaguars. But I just don't see a world where Tua gets over this number. Even if the Dolphins win this game, I think he could probably hover around 200, 210 in this game. And I think they're going to try to do whatever they can to really protect Tua in this game coming off of the injury, because they've seen what they won from Jacoby Brissett. I think that they might establish a run game here a little more with Myles Gaskin, Malcolm Brown, and those guys. And they're also down Devontae Parker in this game. So it's probably going to be the Preston Williams show in this game. I believe Will Fuller, I haven't checked his status. I don't think he's played.
He's out too.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you have those two type of receivers that are out, I think it's going to be a tough sledding for Tua to get at least 225 passing yards. So, I'm going to go to under 224.5 passing yards against this Jaguars defense, which makes me a little nervous, but I'm going to take a stab at it.
Nah, man, you shouldn't be nervous. It's Tua. We're fading Tua all season, man.
Yeah.
It started with the futures. Now it comes back with him coming off an injury. You know, I'm not putting much faith in him. He's only got, you know, Mike Gesicki really to throw to. Preston Williams, like, that dude's been hurt the last couple of seasons. Jalen Waddle, I think, will probably have a really good game, just given how bad the Jacksonville secondary is. But you can't trust Tua for many yards, man, coming off of an injury, playing on a neutral field. I'm taking the under there as well.
Yeah, 100%, man. Hopefully, I really like these quarterback props so far. Hit me with your next one, man. What you got?
Next one, I'm going James Robinson over 2.5 receptions.
Okay.
I kind of like this game because mainly it's James Robinson's workload. He's averaging 70% of the snaps, fifth highest in the NFL for running backs. He only did see one target in week five, but I'm not really too concerned about that either. He's fourth on the team in targets, and the Dolphins are allowing opposing RBs to catch six passes per game. So while this game might be ugly, boring, disgusting, maybe that's just a theme of this week six props. I'm just picking all the ugly games, but I like James Robinson to get over 2.5 receptions here.
I think that he's starting to trend in the right direction. I think that Urban, or at least his offensive coaching staff, is starting to realize that they need to get this guy the ball, right? And I think in the first 2 weeks, he only had a combined 16 rush attempts and then 72 rushing yards. And then only he's getting the targets, at least in the passing game. But I think they're being smart and starting to utilize him more, both in the passing game and the rushing game. So I think this might be a big game, like you said, for James Robinson. Dolphins defense, I mean, it's been kind of inconsistent this year. I thought they were going to be one of the better defenses, at least their secondary was. Xavien Howard is out for this game also. So I think that if they want to win this game, they're really going to have to utilize James Robinson. So getting over this 2.5 receptions number should be an easy task for this Jaguars offense and Robinson. For my next one, I'm going to go to a running back, and that's going to be Austin Eckler. And I'm going to go with over 111.5 rushing and receiving yards against the Ravens this week. I think this is a game where we might see a lot of points. And I know, you know, with the offense that both of these teams have, we'll probably see a lot of fireworks. Eckler's been really good this season so far. He's exceeded this number of a 111.5 in three out of the first five games this season. Ravens defense, they're not giving up a lot of rushing yards to opposing running backs, but they are allowing close to 70 yards receiving to running backs this season, which I think ranks in the top three allowed to running backs. I think you could play this two ways. You can either take the combo of the one under the combination of rushing yards and receiving yards. But I think if you want a safer play, you could probably take over 47.5 receiving yards for Austin Eckler. But I'm going to take both here. He's been really good throughout the season. I think that should continue for the Chargers going up against a Ravens team that are off of an emotional win. They're off of an overtime win, and they're on a short week after they played primetime on Monday night. So Austin Eckler, looking for him to have a boom week.
Love Austin Eckler. He's on all of my important fantasy teams, and I think we're seeing him emerge as like one of the best running backs in the game right now. Dual threat. They're actually giving him the rock in terms of like running the ball. He's not really in a timeshare anymore. This is his backfield. And yeah. With the Chargers playing as well as they are, despite, you know, traveling across the country and playing a 10 a.m. game, I think that they're going to be ready. They're going to be ready to go. So it's off the strength of Eckler here, as well as Justin Herbert. But, you know, Eckler's definitely been balling. So sign me up for that, even against a tough Ravens defense.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, this is going to be a fun game. I think this is one I'm keeping my eye on for sure. I really do like the over in this game also. Let's take a quick break, Dan, and then we'll come back and we'll get into your next player prop.
Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. Convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't have to leave your home. Low-cost treatments start at just $10 per month, and Keeps offers generic versions, discreet packaging, and proven results. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. Prevention is key. Treatment can take 4 to 6 months to see results, so act fast. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/SGP to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/SGP to get your first month free. keeps.com/SGP. Do you wish you could have had stock in a guy like Patrick Mahomes or Christian McCaffrey? Well, now, Prediction Strike makes that a real possibility. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes as if they were stocks. It's like Robinhood and DraftKings had a baby. Prediction Strike lets fans create portfolios of their favorite athletes so they can make money and get even closer to the game. Don't just bet on your favorite players, start investing in them. Simply download Prediction Strike's new and easy to use app from the App Store or sign up at PredictionStrike.com to create an account. Use promo code SGPNPROP, then deposit funds to buy, sell, and hold shares of your favorite players, just like you would real stocks. The value of players will change based upon game performance and supply and demand, and you can trade your shares of players at any time, as long as the player isn't currently in a game. Use promo code SGPNPROP to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. Are you the best NBA bettor in the U.S.? You can prove it on OddsCrowd, and they're free to join and play fantasy betting contest. There is a season-long NBA contest with $3,000 in cash up for grabs, as well as weekly $200 contests as well. Here's how it works. Once you enter a contest, you track your bets against real odds and lines, much like you would with any pick tracking app. The most profitable players rise up the leaderboard. If you have the highest profit at the end of the contest, you win. An OddsCrowd isn't just fantasy betting contests. It's a social app for sports bettors. Free to download, you can live group chat with other bettors, track your bets, set up private fantasy contests with your buddies, and much more. So download the app for free or go to OddsCrowd.com today. And last but not least, make sure to download the SGPN app. The SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today.
All right, coming off of the break, Dan, what do you got for us next?
Same game, man. I'm going Lamar Jackson over 230.5 passing yards.
Okay.
don't understand it because with the game total at 51.5, Ravens 3-point home favorites, I think this is like a perfect scenario where, you know, yeah, it's a short week for the Ravens after playing in an overtime thriller, but I don't know, man. I think Lamar is definitely he's changed the narrative of not being a passing quarterback. And he comes into the game averaging 303 passing yards per game. And more importantly, like this line only moved 3 yards from last week. It was at 227. He smashed that, put up 400. What do you have? 442 on Monday Night Football. So, you know, you're getting, they activated Rashad Bateman this week. I think he's going to have one more weapon to throw to. Their run game really isn't much besides him.
Yeah.
So at this point, if you're going to keep up with the Chargers, you got to put points on the board. To put points on the board, you got to pass. I like Lamar Jackson go over 230 here.
Yeah, he had a big week last week, right? 442 yards. And you said the number was 233.5, right?
230.5.
And he's crushed that number every single week through the first 5 weeks here. I don't understand it. I think
I'm confused why the books aren't moving it. But like the only last week was literally 227.5. I'm like, 3 yards? Okay, I'll take it. Thank you.
It's crazy, right? And then now, like you said, that I think this is a team when I was talking about Austin Ekeler that we both agree that we'll see a lot of points in this game. I think this is a great thing that you found because there's a lot of times that the books aren't adjusting properly for a player. I mean, Lamar Jackson is one of the more popular players in the league, and I think they would probably want to pay more attention to his type of stats. But on his passing yards, I guess they're not. Maybe they're kind of inflating his rushing yards. And people are paying attention to that. And that's where, you know, the passing game or the passing yards for him is not getting adjusted. So for him to be at 230.5 for week six, and he's crushed it every single week throughout the first 5 weeks here, I think you're definitely onto something. I'm saying in the same game. So, and I think it kind of correlates to what you just said. I'm going Mark Andrews over 64.5 receiving yards.
Nice.
Look, Andrews has been trending up over the last 3 weeks. His targets, reception, and yardage are all up. Andrews has crushed the projection of 64.5 yards over his last 3 weeks. He has two games over the last 3 weeks. He's at over 100 yards receiving. The Chargers' defense has been subpar defending the tight end position. The Chargers are allowing opposing tight ends an average of 81 receiving yards per game. I think Mark Andrews is starting to creep his way into that conversation of being one of the better tight ends in the league, which is at a very, very small sample, which I only think right now is Travis Kelce and Darren Waller. I think those are
facts.
The two guys. George Kittle is not that guy anymore. He's always getting hurt now. He's hurt again this season. And I think Mark Andrews is slowly making his way up into that level of where Waller and Kelce are. So I'm taking over 64.5 receiving yards for Mark Andrews, man.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
Okay. What do we got? We got one more left here. Let's go to you, Dan. What do you got?
So my last one, I'm taking an under Daryl Henderson under 17.5 rush attempts.
Okay.
I only saw that number at DraftKings, but I got it at -130. Yeah. I think -130 here.
Okay.
So, you know, the Rams take on the Giants, 8-point favorites, game total 40.5, not bad. But really what I'm leaning into here is that Daryl Henderson does not have a strong history of staying healthy. And he already missed one game with a rib injury. He's only rushed for over 17.5 carries once in his career as a starter. So that's 14 out of 15 games he has not done it. And even though you're going up against an injured, battered Giants team that absolutely sucks, shout to Kramer, your team is awful. I know you said a prayer, you put on the glasses for your squad. Definitely necessary because that team is garbage. But either way, like I got to feel like they're going to involve Sony Michel a bit more. And I think we saw that going into last week, Sony Michel got 34% of the snaps. So you don't have to be so reliant on Daryl Henderson. If this team is really going to go far deep into the playoffs, you're going to have to save them up. And I don't think you're going to get 18 rushing attempts for Daryl Henderson, no matter the game script and no matter how much this game is out of hand. I'm not going to be surprised to see Matt Stafford not only throw all over him, deep passes, whatever, he's going over for 300. And I also see Sony Michel also break into some of these rushing attempts. So yeah, I'm a fade Daryl Henderson. pretty much just off the strength of he's never been a true workhorse back. Mm-hmm. And 18 carries, that's a workhorse. That's workhorse material. So don't see him getting there.
I think you would have told me that he's only exceeded this number once out of what, 15 career starts, you said?
That's correct.
That's probably all you had to say to me. I mean, it's crazy that, you know, now we're starting to see, like you mentioned, Sony Michel get into the fold, right? He's getting more snap shares in that backfield. I think it's going to come to a point where I think that it's taking a little time for Sony Michel to get adjusted to the Rams offense. I know they're only asking him to run the ball, but mm-hmm. McVay's offense is a little complicated. I think we saw that with Jared Goff there. He wasn't fully able to grasp it. Now that they brought in Matthew Stafford, I think that he's a very high IQ quarterback. But talking about these running backs, Darrell Henderson, guy gets injured a lot. And I think that they brought in that Sony Michel as an insurance policy. So we talked about early is that if we have running back by committee, I think you want to start looking at these rush attempts to go under. So I really like this play. 14 out of 15, that's all you need to know. For my last one, I'm going to go to that Chiefs and Washington football team game. Travis Kelce, over 6.5 receptions. I think this is one of those games, like a few weeks ago when they went up against your Eagles, that it's a get right game for them. And we've seen the offense that they could come out and put up points. I think this is one of the games where Travis Kelce has a big game. I also saw that Tyreek Hill is battling a quad injury, so he's probably going to be limited. He was limited at practice all week. And I think even if he gets a start, that quad is going to be bothering him because it takes that quad injury. It affects your legs, right? It affects your speed. And I think that having that security blanket of Travis Kelce, just in case maybe Tyreek Hill gets knocked out of the game, that Travis Kelce becomes a number one target. So 6.5 receptions for Kelce, it seems like a high number for a guy like Kelce. I don't think he is. This guy is always getting the targets. He's always in double-digit targets. He makes the catch, and I think this should probably be a monster day for Travis Kelce and this Chiefs offense going up against a very porous Washington football team defense.
Yeah, I like that because you're exactly right. To me, it's if Tyreek Hill is certainly injured, it's got to look to Kelce to be the security blanket. And he's got 7 receptions in 2 out of 5 games so far, but that's mainly because these weird game scripts and, you know, the Chiefs, they've gotten some nice victories against underwhelming opponents, but when they face good ones, it was a little bit more competitive. But, you know, this is a game that I totally foresee them in a shootout with the Washington football team, because neither of them can play defense right now. And I believe that the Washington football team is ranked middle of the pack in terms of guarding opposing tight ends, but
yeah,
Travis Kelce isn't your normal opposing tight end. So yeah. Fire him up for having a big day.
Yeah. We talked about how him and Waller are 1 and 2 as one of the best tight ends in this National Football League. So hopefully he has a big monster day against this Washington football team. Dan, did you have any more props or do you want to wrap up the show here?
Yeah, no more props. Just one more anecdote to support Lamar Jackson. So the Chargers are only allowing opposing QBs to throw for 214 per game, but Baker Mayfield threw for 301 last week. Baker Mayfield, Mr. I got a shoulder injury. I suck at throwing in general. Kevin Stefanski has to run the ball to save my career, essentially. Like, that dude can't throw the ball. So I love the Lamar line at 230.5. It just seems too understated, even though the Chargers are really vulnerable in the rushing game. But I think they're still going to beat him in the air.
Yeah, I mean, kind of looking at this, I think that week one when they played Tyler Heinicke, they only gave up 122, but it's week one and it's Tyler Heinicke.
All right. He was still getting adjusted.
Yeah, and he was still getting adjusted. Then week two, they had Dak Prescott. I think that game was, if you watch that game, there was no punts in this game. But for whatever situation, I think that the Cowboys made they're making a more of an effort to run the ball this season between Tony Pollard and Zeke. So you don't really need Dak Prescott. You come back against Patrick Mahomes. He had 260. Okay, that was an interesting game. And then Derek Carr, 196, where they were coming off in a I think that was a primetime game that they were coming off of. But regardless, you're going up against Lamar Jackson. The dude's chunking the ball. He's playing well this season. He's exceeded that number in all 5 weeks. So, yeah, I'm going to get behind that with you. I'm assuming that's your best bet.
That is my best bet.
There we go. That's all I needed to know.
Great setup.
All right. So let's wrap it up with the best bet there. Dan just said Lamar Jackson over 230 and a half passing yards for Lamar Jackson against the Chargers. For mine, I'm going to go with, I'll go with Matthew Stafford, man. I think that they're going to throw all over this, this team, in the New York Giants. They are a really bad defense. I think that when you have guys like Van Jefferson, DeSean Jackson, Cooper Kupp as your wide receivers and deep threats, I don't see a problem for Matthew Stafford as long as completion getting over 37 and a half yards. So that's going to be my best bet for week six. So two quarterback best bets for us this week. Hopefully we have a great week. Hopefully we don't have any games that or players that want to crush our dreams in the fourth quarter. But I'm feeling good about the ones that we have, man. Dan, any final thoughts for week six? And then just plug your Twitter in and let the people know what you're working on, man.
Yeah. So no other comments for week six. Excited to watch it. Definitely won't be watching that early game in London because that's going to be a snooze fest. But shouts to James Robinson. Hopefully you go for your three receptions. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Titus. Be working on, check out our fantasy rankings for the SGPN network. I know Jeremy just went off and had a great rankings this week amongst some of the best in the industry. So shouts to him. But the crew just continues to push out really good content. Make sure you listen to our fantasy football show with Rod Villagomez, as well as check out all the articles because fantasy football is king right now. So if you guys need some analysis, some advice, start, sit, decisions, waiver pickups, whatever, check it out. And then also we're going to be firing up NBA. It starts next week. So yeah, get ready, man. It's tis the season. A lot of hoops going on and right in the thick of MLB and NFL. So Munaf is the hardest working man in the biz. So give him his flowers while he's here, man, because it's crazy how much he's working right now.
Appreciate the kind word, man. Yeah, my voice is starting to go out here a little bit, but you know what? It's fun doing all this podcasting and getting to talk about sports, right? When you have guys like yourself and Malcolm across the pond and Sean and Ryan and Scott and, you know, all the Terrell and all the other NBA guys that we have, it's just a lot of fun, you know, getting to sit here and talk about sports and hopefully educate our listeners and get them winning plays. So
yes, sir.
Yeah. I appreciate all the kind words, man. Yeah. Find me on Twitter as usual at sportsnerd824. Yeah, we're a little overwhelmed, man, with MLB, with NBA, NFL, like Dan said. Check out the website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. I told this to Rod a couple of weeks ago. We all have at least a minimum of three fantasy football teams. Let's not kid ourselves. So get over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Check out all the fantasy content that this team is putting up. I would put this team up against anybody in the world. These guys are crushing it. You don't need to do any research on your own. Just check out all the rankings and all the articles, and definitely check out the fantasy football podcast every single week. These guys are cranking it out and so glad to be a part of this team. So with that being said, good luck with your bets in week six. Let's break the banks and let's break the books off this week. Till then, let it ride.